everyone. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Hi there. How are you? News break.
What's happening? I don't even know. What's happening?
Some very important news is happening. I just went pee-pee in between our shows. We just recorded another show, and I was scrolling, as one does, and I came across this headline. Candace Bushnell and Margaret Josephs joined the Golden Life cast in the Hamptons as E! Orders additional episodes. Does that mean they're cast on there for good? They're joining the cast. Well,
they can't.
There you go.
I can't imagine they're like joining. They're probably just, you know, participating, right?
But I don't know. E! Has ordered additional episodes of the reality series that reunites the OG cast of New York City as they live in Palm Beach. The new episodes will take Kelly, Ben Simone, Countess Luann, Dorinda, Sonia Morgan, and Ramona Singer to the Hamptons, where they will meet. Oh, Jesus. They're just making appearances. Never mind. Cut out the news part.
I will say, though, Margaret Josephs would have been a fabulous Roni cast member. I mean, she was great on New Jersey, but she also really has old school Roni energy. Like, she has the accent, even the New Jersey accent, but she still has that sort of like she talks like this fast. She'll say what's on her mind, and she'll sort of like, she'll give you a hard truth, but also be maternal at the same time. And
Shut your mouth.
No, I don't want to hear about it anymore.
So I've had it.
Her on the Roni reboot.
Yeah. Well, damn it. That sounded like a great thing, but I guess they're just making appearances. Oh, well.
That's still exciting. Still fun.
I mean, I got everybody excited for nothing. A bunch of nothing. Here's some hopes, and here they are, crushed.
Well, if they're adding episodes onto the Golden Life, does that mean that it's going really well, or they just don't have enough
content? Yeah, they ordered more episodes. I don't know. They said that they did all their episodes, and now they're ordering more, so... I don't know. It's E, so I don't know how E works, you know? E's like, okay, we'll have this part of the season, and then we'll do a whole other part of the season and just keep it going every day.
Yeah.
And what's on?
It's not schlocky. That's all I want. I want it to be at Housewives level.
They did say that it's more positive and fun than Real Housewives of New York was, and I thought, oh, no.
No. Fun and games. Fun and games.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of fun and happy, first of all, our Patreon, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, is a bastion of fun and happiness. Bonus episodes, weekly newsletters, ad-free listening, video, everything you could want for the full Crappens experience is there, so go listen. Also fun and happy is Next Gen New York City, which we're here to recap. You missed, well, we didn't talk about last week's episode, something happened on it. What happened on last week's episode of Last Gen? I mean, Next Gen. Old school Roni is Last Gen New York City. This is Next Gen. They had a girls' night. They had like a girls' night and a boys' night. Ravel, boys' night. And like Brooks was like, I don't want to hang out with Charlie. And then it was like chaotic.
Because Charlie said, he better not, you know, talk shit to my face or something. Like, he better just stay out of my face or something. And then Gia told her boyfriend, the boyfriend told Gia that, and then Gia texted it to Brooks, and so Brooks knew, and so they were trying to have boys night, and he's like, I mean, what is this pool? I wish I was at girls night. And, you know, then there was a kerfluffle, and then they were like, boys night sucks, but girls night's fun. So then the boys decided to come to girls night. Meanwhile, they're all drinking. Well, I guess not all of them, but they're drinking, you know. And Riley starts getting tootie with Ava. And she's making little comments to Ava, like little – Ava's hanging out with her at the bar. And she's just like making little comments like, what was she even saying? I mean, I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
I don't even remember. I just remember watching it and seeing Bravo working overtime to make it seem like this was like a very – heated, intense thing. And then Bravo was like, to be continued. I was like, for what? What's the cliffhanger here? It's a girls' night and a boys' night. I don't get it. So where we come back is that Ava and Riley are at the bar, and, you know, Riley and Ava, it was tense between them, but then the episode opens with them being like, anyway, and then they hug.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
And Ava's like, I don't know where this is coming from. I think she's kind of acting out of character. Like, I mean, maybe it's because it's the first time she's been around the group for a while. I mean, maybe she's just in her head, you know? So she's like, okay, well, let's, you know, here's your shot, Riley. Let's just get Riley some more shots.
Yeah. No. So they're like, Ava tells us we need to get Riley home. And so then we watch as they all gently bring Riley down to the sidewalk and find a cab for her and send her on her way. Just kidding. They don't do anything to get her to go home.
So, no. She's like, we need to really get Riley home. Here's a shot. Let's go back to the table. So meanwhile, Georgia has been telling them, you guys, like, Charlie has totally betrayed me, and, like, he's gone to, like, he's, like, him and Omar, like, stealing the creative for Club. Like, they're totally going to make a Club. They are not. Opening a club isn't stealing the... Club is a bowling alley in Brooklyn where people dance on bowling floors. So... Yeah. Unless they're really going for that same danger, it's not the same thing. But she's mad. And so Amira is like, well, so you're saying because it's yours? And she's like, yeah. And she goes, well, why don't you just go into business with them? And she's like, oh, you want me? Like, why would I tether myself to those two in business? She goes, because it's yours. So why don't you get in on it? She's like, you want me to go in business with Omar?
And Amira's like, no, I don't think you should go into business with Omar, but I do think that you should be, like, a little bit more involved in it somehow. And Georgia's like, I think I'm, like, under-explaining how, like, genuinely traumatic everything was. Like, it is mine, and I would rather go and, like, make it on my own. But it's, like, stressful that they're, like, also, like, trying to do it at the same time. And, like you know, whatever, like, Lala and, like, Omar has, like, millions of dollars they can. And, like, you know what I mean? And Amira's like, fair. That was Amira's way of saying, I'm bored. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I tried to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So Georgia's like, I mean, like, I could, like, as an option, you know what? I'm just ranting anyway, because everybody's looking at her like, nobody cares, Georgia. You know, nobody wants to just say people open clubs in New York City every 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
So then Ariana gets up to go pee pee. And Georgia's like, you know, the thing with Amira is I feel like you just don't know where you stand. Like, when I apologized to her, I thought we were good. But, like, there's, like, under the surface tension. Like, where's that even coming from?
Mm-hmm. So then, yeah, Ava and Riley have rejoined, and they're, like, trying to be like, what's going on with you guys? And Georgia's saying, well, I was just talking about this, but happened with Charlie. And, like, because, like, Amira turned to me and she was like, don't you think you should just, like, go into business with him? And I was like, after, like, the fucking story I just told you, like, why the fuck is Charlie involved, you know? But then Amira returns from the bathroom at, like, just at the tail end of this. So it's, like, awkward because she, like, may have overheard Georgia saying, like, all this stuff about Amira.
And she's like, yeah, I was, like, really confused by your question. I'm not going to lie, but, like, I feel like I provided a good answer, though. And Amira's like, yeah, you did. Listen, do I need to get up and go to the bathroom again? That was supposed to be a break so that this conversation was over. Like, this conversation was over. I will go again. Do you need me to number two for this conversation to end? Because I'll fucking do it.
So then George is like, I mean, is there anything else that's, like, up with us? And Amira's like, no, I'm okay with you. It's just, I, like, you know, I just, like, never brought up the Kevin of it all, you know? And, like, so she tells us, you know what? Like, I didn't say anything because I was like, I know my man and I don't really care. And it was, like, literally her just being, like, overly flirty and, like, having her, like, rubby little hands on his leg and, like, laughing. And they keep showing a close-up of, like, Georgia and her hand touching Kevin's arm, but of course they do an extreme close-up on the hand because George's hands are, like, of course, of, like, the hot topic.
Yes, they're still on about George's hands. What, it wasn't this episode, it was last week where Georgia and her friend go in for a meeting with this guy. It's like, oh my god, I am so excited to meet with you guys, tell me your plan. And she's like, well, we're thinking, like, cleaning products, because, like, I'm, like, sort of, like, like Gen Z doesn't really like gut cleaning, and like people give me a lot of shit for my hands. So we decided to like make cleaning fun. Like, why don't you make washing your hands fun? That was one of my favorite all-time scenes on this show. Was Georgia pitching a soap to this guy? He's like,
what are we thinking the creatives are on this? Love it. Soap? Yes.
Yeah, washing her hands just isn't fun enough for Gen Z, so she's going to make it fun. I'm like, are Gen Z like 6 years old? That's like the sort of pitch you do to make kids brush their teeth. So Georgia's basically saying,
how about not getting pink eye? Is that fun?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. So then Amira's like, so who is telling you about like how I felt about you and Kevin, by the way? Because I didn't bring it up to you. And Georgia's like, I mean, it's like the way it was like relayed to me, like, because I think it was like being made to be a bigger deal than maybe what you're saying. But it was Charlie. Charlie was the one who did it. It was definitely Charlie. So then Riley is like, okay, continue. And she's, well, I mean, I did not, like, I didn't originally hear it from Charlie. I heard it from, like, Nate's friend Cooper. And then, like, the way Charlie related it was, like, over and over again. It just, like, the main issues was, like, Charlie and Cooper, New York Post, Huffington Post, Anything Post. So everyone, it was everywhere. Gay telephone, everything. Grapevine, gay skateboards,
gay sidewalks. Yeah, her whole through the gay grapevine.
It's crazy. It's just Cooper, like, by the way. It's her gay Cooper is the gay grapevine, I think.
Yeah. So Mira's like, okay, got it. Guess I need to have a conversation with Charlie then. Okay, I mean, look, I feel like anything I would tell him in confidence, I'm shocked that he would just like bring it around to you guys. And George is like, you're shocked?
And she's like, yeah, I mean, you know, like we've had so many private conversations, him and I. Like Amira can't believe that Charlie, the most reliable an upstanding person of this cast, would actually like exaggerate something and make it dramatic.
And Amira's telling us, yeah, like, so Georgia really just changed the story. I mean, first she says it's a great gay grapevine, which is really her friend Cooper and maybe my assistant Nate, but now I have to go talk to Charlie. Jesus Christ.
And Georgia's like, by the way, I didn't know it was like a private conversation. And she's like, no, it's not that it's private. It's just like, it just wasn't that big of a deal. Okay. So meanwhile, they cut to Rowan, who's also a new addition. That's Brooke Shields' daughter. And she's like watching this whole thing. And she has this look on her face like, what? I can't understand. And the producer's like, are you following? She goes, no. Mm-mm, no.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now they find out the guys are coming. Ava tells them that the guys are going to come to the girls' night, which they all love. And Amira's like, well, then I'm going to bring this up. You know, why Charlie felt the need to take this back to Georgia. And they're like, good, you get her. You get him, Amira. And she's like, you know, the thing I was telling you about her being like all touchy-feely towards Kevin, like Charlie's the one that basically circulated it around.
God, they're just going on and on about this.
So Ariana's like, yeah, he's a big drama queen, but I wouldn't fuck with Amira. Like, she's sweet, but don't cross her.
Yeah, exactly. So then, like, we see this sort of, like, montage of various people trying to give Riley water. And Riley's like, I'm going to drink it later. I'll drink it later. I'm just going to, like, I'll drink water at home. I'll drink water. But, like, here's some water. It's sparkling. She's like, hell no. So Riley is, like, slowly getting more and more kind of like drunk and belligerent. She's like definitely in that way that like a 23-year-old gets like drunk and belligerent. It was just like a really annoying way. It's like we all had friends when we were 23 who would do this, and it was just like the worst.
Or were people when we were 23 that we were doing this? Oh my God. Where she's like, yeah, I don't like, you know, she has this look like, I don't like you, or she'll like roll her eyes and she's doing all this stuff and no one's really like responding
with no one. Yeah.
Yeah. She's in an argument with no one. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. So, Ariana's like, listen, you know, remember how we said sometimes we're out in public and people recognize us? And she's like, well, should I go home then? She goes, no, just keep drinking water, you know, cause that keeps everything flowing in your body. Water does.
Water only helps with a hangover, by the way. It does not make you more sober. So Rowan, they decide they move outside to a little table outside. And they're like, where are the guys? Where are they going to show up? And they're still trying to like push water on Riley, and Riley still doesn't want them. And then the guys finally show up. And so Liam is there. And I don't know if Riley has ever met Liam, because she goes, who the hell is this bitch?
So he comes in. He's like, hey everybody. It's me, Ariana. That's right. I ride horses, motorcycles sometimes. Ariana's fucking hot. My parents aren't fucking housewives. Who gives a fuck? Needs a actor.
Yeah. Working actor here on an episode of Law and Order. Yeah. God, this guy drives me nuts. Because he does really remind me of like a teenager playing an adult in like a school play, and just watching him do all these like very young actorly things.
It's
just,
yeah.
Oh my God.
He is acting like a really famous actor, you know? It's like, yeah, thanks for asking me. That was a good shoot. Yeah.
I didn't really know if I wanted to work with him again, but I did. I'm really glad I took the plunge. Yeah.
He's so annoying. He's very self-satisfied.
Yes, he's got some confidence, that's for sure. I don't know who gave it to him, but God, they gave him a lot of it.
His whole energy is that he's on a press junket for some, you know, Spy Kids 7 movie coming out. And you're like, oh God, please. So Brooks is like, arriving to girls' night, I feel so much better. It's like going to be a better vibe. My intuition's just like telling me.
Yeah.
So then everyone is, Amira's saying, yeah, everyone's a little drunk. And then Shy starts like, oh, hi, I'm awkward Shy. I don't know what to do with my arm. So I'm just going to move herky jerky. And like, what's going on? I don't even watch TV. I don't even know what a table is, like, or a drink. I don't know what's going on. This world is crazy. I'm shy.
So he comes around and starts hugging people. And it's on the opposite side of Riley. And Riley's like, Shy, get around, because I'm not getting around to you. And he's like, oh, what?
And Amira goes, I love drunk Riley. And Georgia goes, yeah, I feel like Riley and I get along the most when you're drunk, because then I'm like, you know what? Everything you're saying is so true, which is like a little passive aggressive. And so then Riley goes, well, give me a drink then. How about that? So Georgia gives Riley her drink. She's like, here, you can have my drink. And Riley's like, no, I'm not drinking a drink that you drank. You probably have some ketamine in that thing. And Georgia's like, ketamine? Like, what? What about ketamine? Like, what? And everyone's like, oh, God, no, this is not going to go well. And
so Gia's like, just everybody drink some water. Drink some water. It's like, no, what do you know about ketamine? It's like, you, when you're on it, you know, like I learned when we were both, it's like, I've never been on drugs around you in my life. I like that. I like that answer. It's like, just not around you. Like, I've never been on drugs around you.
Yeah, Lisa. She's not denying ketamine. She's denying ketamine near Riley. And she's like, why is this coming up? And Riley's like, you're fucking crazy. So Georgia's like, I literally have like no idea what provoked Riley. It's a very specific claim to make. Like, you're a ketamine addict. So I'm just like, where are you hearing this from? Yeah, I mean, Riley is definitely the one who is like more belligerent in this situation. But Georgia was a little passive aggressive when someone says, the only time we get along is when you're drunk, which is implying like you're the difficult one here and you need to loosen up. So,
like, well, Riley's been rolling her eyes at her all night too, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She has. So, Riley is
like, Riley does not like Georgia, and she makes it very clear whenever they're out, you know. So I just think, like,
Riley,
in the
Riley's
in
not the, innocent here.
Yeah. So I think it's a like whole like out. Crime thing. I don't know that it was like a huge social crime of Georgia to be like, well, I love you when you're drunk, so we actually get along, you know?
Oh, I agree. I think that I'm just saying, I like to call out, like, Georgia can't act like she's totally innocent here, but Riley's been kind of a pill all night long, and she has been rolling her eyes, and she's also been like annoying all of her friends. So, and to the point where they all have to tell her, do you need some water? Do you need some water? Do you need some water? Like, if you're that person at the table that everyone has to ask you to drink some water, then you are the problem. So, yeah. So George is like, what? Like, ketamine addict, where are you hearing this from? So Shy is like, everyone's basically just trying to just like mollify. They're like, hey, Georgia, like, don't worry about it. Don't worry. Like, don't just let Riley be, you know?
And
Riley,
yeah, don't give it any attention. Yeah,
shut Riley. The fuck up. How about that? Shut the hell up.
Yeah, it's like, shut the hell up. Georgia. And she's like, why is ketamine coming up? I'm like genuinely curious. She's like, shut up. She's like, but like curious, like why it's ketamine? Like, yeah. That's like, shut so up. Specific. I like Georgia, how she just like drops her jaw and like dead eyes you. She's like,
yeah, she's like, but like, why? And Ariana's like, okay, just drink some water, everyone. And Riley's like, be quiet, shut the fuck up. And I was watching this, I was like, Candy will not be happy with Riley. Candy will be so mad that Riley is being belligerent, like drunk and belligerent, because Candy does not drink, you know? And I think one of the reasons why Candy doesn't drink is she doesn't like the potential to become, you know, out of control. Not that Riley's out of control, but Riley is being... She's not being her best self right now. And I think that Candy is really, I think she has said that in the past. Like, one of the reasons why she doesn't drink is because of that. Like, she wants to be sort of in control of her emotions. And so I was like, oh, she's going to hear it from Candy. I guarantee. I just didn't expect it to happen on the same episode.
Yeah. So Riley gets up and she puts her hand in George's face and she's like, shut up. And they're like, whoa, Riley, it's okay. And she's still going, shut up. And Amira's like, okay, let's just move on to a new topic, guys, let's move on. And Brooks is like, what's even going on? Like, at no point were any of these texts telling me we're at a table outside fighting.
Ariana's like, could everybody take a shot with me of water? Let's do water shots, guys. Water shots. Yeah. And Amir's like, yeah, shot of water. It's like the new thing. And yeah.
Riley goes, yeah, well, I know you're not part of this cheers because you can't even afford a Birkin.
Oh,
Riley. Last episode was the one where she's like, oh my God, who takes the subway in New York City? Ugh.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Candy is not gonna be happy. Ariana's like, I can't afford a Birkin, to be quite honest. I'm like, well, Ariana, we know. We see what's going on with your mom. And then Ava is like, they're all like, yeah, me neither. Like, let's just be nice, okay? Let's be nice. And Rowan's like, that's just rude. Yeah. So they're all like really upset. And they're like, they're trying to kind of like, I think they're also kind of embarrassed because they know they're on TV and there's like they're in a group where someone's like bragging about affording a Birkin, and they're like, no, like, can we like not talk about this? Like, that's really mean. That's mean, Riley.
Yeah, I think someone needs to just get Riley home. Like, at some point you need to be like, oh no. Like, my friends have dragged me out of places, and guess what? I've dragged my friends out of places. Like, that's what you have to do. When it's time, you know?
Yeah.
And at one point she picks up a glass, right?
I think it was
this before up. Or is this after?
I think it's coming up in a little bit. So Georgia is like, this is what I've been dealing with for 2 fucking years. And Ava's like, I think she's just drunk. So again, it's like, drink some water. And Georgia's like, this is the energy she gives me all the fucking time. It's so annoying. Okay. So then Ariana's like, you want some pizza? How about some pizza? Want some pizza? And Georgia's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like with like Riley, like nothing I do gets through. Like, I do feel like this crew is like very loyal to Riley. Like, I've ignored all the little slights and all the eye rolls, and I've ignored the whispering and I've ignored the sneers, and like no one's like, hey, are you okay? I think like I just have to like, I don't know. I have like thick skin, but like it's just like ridiculous.
Yeah. So they go to get pizza and Brooks is complaining about the other place. And so Ariana's like, where are the boys? Where did Charlie go? And he just shakes his head. And he's like, I'm just like emotionally like maxed out tonight.
Brooks has had to do nothing this night, by the way. He's had to go like play pool. He had to sit and watch Charlie play pool, and that's it.
You didn't even have to have a confrontation or anything. It's crazy that this is the kid of a real housewife, especially one like Meredith Marks, who is, you know, can really go off. And he's like, wow, I just can't take this.
It's like too much for me.
Yeah.
So then Gia is telling Riley, like, so I don't want you to look bad, so like make up for it right now. So like, Georgia, I think that like Riley just wants to like backtrack from what she said, right, Riley? And Georgia's like, no, I mean, it just, I wasn't upset. I just was like genuinely curious, you know, about like, why are you bringing up ketamine usage with me? And Riley's like, why would you even bring up ketamine usage?
They're like, you brought it up. They're all telling girl like, you did it. And Riley's like, relax before I slap this piece of pizza on your face. She's like, oh God, there we go.
There we go. She's so, Jordan.
Yeah. When you say this. And George is like, oh, wow. Wow. There we go. And Riley goes, I'll show you. She's like, wait, look straight though. Look straight. Oof. Yeah, and so Riley like looks straight at her. And Amir is like, Georgia, stop now. And then Riley picks up a glass like she's going to throw the drink. And everybody's like, whoa, whoa, Riley, whoa, whoa.
But she doesn't throw it like she's going to throw the drink. She picks it up like she's going to throw the glass. She like holds it up like a baseball. So then everyone's like, you know, and they're like, no, Riley, no, no, no. It's like, it's not worth it. So then Riley like puts it down right away, and it's just like, so George is like, oh my God, like, what am I supposed to do? Take it all fucking night? This is ridiculous. So they finally like drag her out of there, and Ariana is like, come on, come on, get over here. And Gia's like, okay, this is like, it reminds me of like a scene from Real Housewives of New Jersey, right? Oh
gosh, we get it.
The show I'm on, my mother.
Yeah, and she's like, well, I know that my family has a habit of like fighting, but like this. So we see a bathroom door and we hear everybody inside the bathroom, and Riley's like, this bitch, oh my God, okay, everybody, talk to my boyfriend while I pee. And Ava's like, hi, this is Ava and Brooks and Amira and Ariana, we're in the bathroom with Riley. They're like, I think she wants to go home.
Yeah, we met her boyfriend last week, by the way, and they went on a date, and basically Riley spoke the whole time, and he just stared at her. So then outside, Rowan, they're all gathering themselves after this thing, and Rowan's like, do you guys want anything? Can I get you guys anything? And they're like, how about therapy? It's like, oh my God. Or she says, how about therapy? They're like, there's not enough therapy in the world. So Riley is still grumpy coming out of the bathroom. She's like, I hate this. And Ariana's like, hate what? You know, I always get curved as if like, people always think like I'm the drunk and like you're the cool friend. And it's like him being like, okay, like, can I help? I'm like, Riley, you are the drunk. Everyone has had to give you water.
It was funny that how they were describing them, because it is true. She's like, I'm the drunk, you're the cool friend. And Brooks just being like, so funny. And Amira's is that Brooks? And Brooks is like, yes, girl, read me down. She's like, yeah. And then it's just you like giving a random comment. It's always that. And Amira goes, not random comment.
So I hate it. Let me call myself an Uber. So Amira's like, people get heated, but just like, we need to get it together, guys. Like, did everyone just like not take their meds today? So they finally get Riley into a car, and it's like, okay, good. Like, this nightmare can now be, we can close this national nightmare.
Yeah. So now it's a new day, and the headlines are coming up. Riley, you know, Riley almost threw a glass. Apparently Riley and Georgia got into a heated altercation. She tried to throw a glass. Riley doesn't seem to be the type. We see someone like, Riley doesn't seem like that type. I mean, she just seems so poised. So the whole world is a buzz.
Yes. About a glass that almost got thrown. So we land with Rowan and her boyfriend having breakfast. And Rowan's like, I haven't known these girls as long as other people have. Intentions are obviously much higher when alcohol is involved. I'm like, great observation, Rowan. And then we go over to Ava and Amira and Liam. And they're like, wow, that was crazy. And Liam's like, going into girls' night and seeing Ariana, like, time just stopped for me. Which is hard because I'm an actor. And I'm always on the move. But I was kind of like oblivious to whatever else was going on. I couldn't even read the sides from my audition.
Yeah, and it's just all their reactions of these headlines, you know? Amira's like, not a headline. Oh, no. And Ariana's like, oh, my God, Miss Burris is going to be so mad. She's going to be so mad. I already know. So then we go to Riley, and she's at a coffee shop or something, FaceTiming with Candy. And Candy's like, Riley Burris, why are you all over the internet? What the hell are you doing over there?
And Riley's like, oh, my gosh, you know, like, people have their speculations. She goes, I don't want to speculate. I want to hear from you, Riley. She's like, obviously, there are better ways to handle situations. So that's how I feel. She goes, is that your politically correct answer? She goes, well, no, I feel like it makes sense. She's like, don't tell me about just what makes sense. Tell me exactly what happened. I was like, oh, I love this version. Like, this is my favorite Candy, where she's like, don't fuck around with me. Okay. Yes. I brought you into this world and I will take you out of it.
Yeah. Riley's like, well, people trigger me sometimes, but Ward shouldn't be able to. She goes, who triggers you and why? And she's like, Georgia. And she's really good at it. And she goes, okay, well then what did she say that triggered you to that point? You know, they said online that you threw a glass. And she's like, no way. Now, I did not throw a glass. And so Riley says she feels a lot of pressure because she's, even though she's young and people make mistakes, you know, she doesn't really get to learn and live and grow because it's going to be out there forever. I mean, you're right, but also get off TV too, you know?
I know. Yeah. And she's like, there's just some things that we got to learn through and like go through the motions and learn from our mistakes and should never have gotten to that point and it won't happen again. And Candy's like, yeah, I'm going to need you to start letting me know yourself when things happen. Cause like, don't have somebody else send me articles about my child. I don't like that.
Yeah. Oof. Well, I feel bad for Riley cause I like Riley, you know?
I like Riley, but she's like,
she was wrong on this one, but I still like Riley, you know?
Well, us liking Riley has nothing to do with her being right or wrong. She was considerably like drunker than everyone else, and she was also the testiest of everyone, and it just like, you got to learn how to drink, you know? She's young. I'm not being as hard on her as I am on other people on Bravo, because at 23 you're still learning how to drink, etc. But like, you know, she's got,
she just had a lot of things at one time, because it's like the drunken thing, and then it's the glass thing, and it's the getting in someone's face thing, and then it's the Birkin thing, you know, like you can't even buy a Birkin, and like who even takes the subway? It's just so much into one episode, or like two episodes, you know. It's like a tight space that all this stuff is just crammed in. Yeah. There it's, oh no.
The thing is with Riley is that like she has had a harder life than I think sometimes we remember, you know, like, yes, she was, you know, she had immense privilege, you know, because her mom was very wealthy and all that, but she has a really like bad relationship with her dad, like the kind that really affects a kid. I mean, that dad, what was his name? I'm blanking on Block. His name. Block.
Isn't her terrible. Dad Block?
Yeah, terrible. And she, you know, we saw her literally grow up and we saw the pain that he caused her. And like, I would not be surprised if there's a lot of like storminess on the inside that she deals with because of that. And so like, you know, to see her get drunk and to sort of act out is like, what you don't want is this to be like, you know, you don't want it to be like a self-medicating situation. Not, I'm definitely not calling her an alcoholic or anything like that, but meaning that like, she's got stuff going on the inside and I'm hoping that she's taking care of it.
It's so funny how different we are, because I mean, I feel for her. My feeling is like, I just feel bad for her because she's getting drunk. Like, I mean, I did this all the time, especially at that age. I'd just be out drunk saying whatever, you know, and then my friends and I having to save each other from whatever was going on. I just feel bad for her because it's on TV. It's like, this is just so much in one little space that you're going to have everybody watching this show being on your ass, you know? Because this whole season really is about how they're like suddenly famous. And of course, they're really overplaying their fame here, you know?
Yeah.
But they're like, we are like world famous now. And it's like so different being famous. But it's about how it affects them all, and just knowing that like the next day it's already in all of the headlines and she's already having to deal with all that shit, and then it's going to air again. So, I mean, I feel as the person who did drink too much when they went out and partied and then would get sassy, like that. Oh my God. Thank God that I wasn't on TV. Thank God we didn't even really have social media to this point that we do today, where shit wasn't recorded, you know, because yikes.
Seriously. But I had a lot of friends who were super annoying drunks at 23, and then they all became like normal fun drunks. But like, sometimes you just have to like learn how to handle yourself, even when you're drunk.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
You know? Speaking of things you have to learn,
sourdough. I'm making my third sourdough of the week.
Go pick up your fucking shipment in Texas. Get in the car and go pick up your shipment that has been shipped to your boyfriend's U-Haul rental or whatever, sir.
Well, with my brand, I've had multiple launches, but I've never had a launch get delayed as much as this one. And my parents are like still investors in my company. And this resort collection launch is extremely imperative so that like I can give them back their investment. So he starts to FaceTime with Meredith Marks. And he's like, hi, Icon. Did you already have your San Diego DJ set? Which is like the funniest thing you could ever say to your mom.
Especially when your mom's Meredith. The Meredith has just become this jet-setting DJ. It's hilarious. Yeah.
And she's like, no, actually, I'm flying there tomorrow. And he's like, well, should we have a little section at my pop-up of Meredith Marks DJ Luck? She goes, wait a minute, where's your pop-up?
I'm thinking either Hudson Yards or Soho. I was, like, feeling a bit stuck with things and, like, sometimes I don't believe in myself and sometimes I'm like really scared that I'm gonna fail. And even like saying that out loud scares me.
Bruh, I get like you just have to believe in yourself. It's not that hard. If you believe in yourself, you'll succeed.
He's like, not that hard, please. Which was funny because that is so rosy. Also funny that he's like, I don't know if my luxury pop-up is going to be in Soho or Hudson Yards. And I'm just so anxious about it. Like, it's hard to even say it out loud because it's so scary. Where's my pop-up going to be?
Where's my luxury resort wear pop-up going to be? We need to look up Brooks Marks Resort Wear. Let's see. Is this Brooks Marks or these? Oh, no, that's such shopping resort thing where they're just like, oh, we'll show you things that are like resort wear, you know?
I'm dying because I went to his website, Brooks Marks, and he has a tab for resort. And it's like almost all of it is like sweatsuit. And then there's some shorts at the bottom. But all of it, like when I think of resort wear, I'm thinking of like shorts and like button down, like what do camp shirts, you know?
Or like the matching shorts and silk shirts that are like patterned, you know? These are literally like hoodies.
There's like how to cover up your entire body if you're sitting on a chaise lounge at a
these are literally sweater hoodies. These are not resort wears. And it says resort universal hoodie in Moonlight. What resort are you going to? It's sweatpants and hoodies. Oh my gosh. In very, you know, solid colors with no patterns. Well, there's the velvet.
Yeah, I mean, they're cute. They're cute. And I like the little tote bags, but you know, what if you want to go someplace that's warmer than 70 degrees?
Resort wear. This shit's funny. Oh, I guess now that I look at it, the material is like towel material, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Right. But still, it's like
velvety towel.
I still would want some more short sleeve options. I'm glad that he has shorts at least. But like, can we get something for the arms?
Oh, my gosh. And little bags, like little man bags. I'm in. Okay, I'll buy some. I have a Brooks Marks sweatshirt, a sweatsuit somewhere. Cute. Someone gave us. Wait, do I still have that? Anyway, the point is, I'm just cracking up. It's not that it's not cute. It's just that it's so Brooks to be like, I'm creating a resort wear, and then you look it up, and it's hoodies.
Yeah.
Hoodie sweaters.
It's like when you want sweatshirts. When you want to hide from other tourists that your parents made you sit nearby.
Resort, never show your wrists.
Well, okay. Well, tell me, how is everybody else in your group?
And she's like, everyone's good. I mean, there was like a guy's night and a girl's night, and I went to guy's night, and like, I was like, I know that Charlie was like texting people saying, like, tell Brooks to keep my name out of his mouth. Oh, and what did he actually say to you? Well, he was like completely normal, which was like very confused by. Oh, well, he has no way of understanding what's going on here. That's the problem. What I'd love to say, you know, like, you know what? People grow. Yes. And in fact, while we were sitting here on this call, I got a text from Angie K. Now, apparently she thought I was the Greek consulate, but still, the thought that matters.
All right, you know, I mean, I don't need to read the Angie K text right now, but I mean, okay, my husband's not gay, you goddamn bitch, I hope you rot in hell. Okay, well, can people change? Will they change? I don't know, Roxy. The point is, wiggy wiggy, I'm a DJ.
It's just nice to know that my number is saved on her phone. So then she's like, he's like, but mom, it's like too much. He's like done way too many things that I'm not going back on. She's, well, you don't have to lie, but you guys are in a place where you're going to cross over and you have mutual friends together. And from my personal experience, it's best to just be direct. Disengaging is not about avoiding conflict or avoiding communication. It's about timing and not about walking away, even though there's a lot of footage of me most likely walking away. Have you ever seen an icon walking through the streets of Santorini alone? Because that's what you would see with me.
If you're going to walk away, you need to shake your head furiously while saying, I'm disengaging.
This was so funny, and I love the life lesson from Meredith.
Disengaging is not about not communicating.
Okay. And he's like, well, I feel like I've been lied to my whole life. Like, I thought, like, I knew what disengaging was 100%. And, like, what leads up to disengaging is, like, a preamble of engaging. Like, by definition, I've been disassociating. It's the deepest conversation. I love it. And she's like,
just be direct and tell him you've been disrespectful to my family. You've been disrespectful to my friends. You've been disrespectful to my mother's bathtub. And you do your thing and I'll do my thing.
Leave it. Yeah. So then Brooks is like, I guess I'll let him know. So Brooks has learned the lesson that if you want to disengage, you have to be engaged first. She's like, don't you want to be on this TV show? You need to have conversations. You just can't keep running away from the cameras. So then we have this really douchey moment where a private plane lands and Hudson and his business partner, Danny, step off of it and get into like a car and are driven into the city. And Hudson has all his jewelry on and he is... It's so funny because we always knew he was a billionaire heir and he wore, you know, a good amount of jewelry last season, but he was more or less just like this nice guy that was like, oh, you would never know that he was a billionaire's son unless you looked at his jewelry. You know, he just seems like a nice guy. But this year, now that he is got some fame in him, now that he's single, he is fully, fully, fully billionaire heir douchebag coded.
Yes.
Hilarious.
If he was wearing a floor-length fur right now, I would not be surprised. With, like, big diamond chains, and he's in this, like, limo that's LED lit on the inside, like Tom Sandoval designed it. You know, he's like, yeah, it's my business partner, my BP, Danny. So,
what is their business? I mean, it is very gossip girly. It really does remind me of how, like, there was a season where Chuck Bass, you know, after they graduated from high school, they were in college. They were, like, all going to NYU or Columbia. And Chuck Bass, like, takes over his dad's hotel. And there's, like, endless episodes where he has to save a hotel. But you have this, like, 19-year-old running a hotel. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But they have, like, they're just sort of pretending to be adults. In fact, that whole show is always them in high school going up to, like, martini bars and drinking cocktails like they were sophisticated, you know, 40-somethings, but they're like 17. And that's just what Hudson is like. He's like, look at me. My business partner is here, private jet. I was like, okay. You can't even rent a car.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean? You're not even old enough to rent a car.
You have to be 25 to rent a car?
I don't know. Are those old rules? Does Turo work the same way?
Who knows?
Anyway, he's like really douchey. So he calls Charlie and he's like, yeah, long as day. Just made it back there finally. He's like, yeah, dude, glad you're back. It's been so dark without you, fucking Charlie. So he's like, yeah, you know, the intention of flying back to see everybody, check in, you know, just went to Atlanta a little bit. You know, I've got this huge apartment in New York, though. What am I supposed to do? Just let it sit there, wasting money?
Now you're concerned about wasting money while you're wearing like all this unnecessary jewelry and flying a private plane around just to go from Atlanta to New York.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So they go play pool, brah.
Yeah.
And Charlie's like, I can beat you. And Hudson's like, all right, let's put $100 on it then. Whoa, not with Charlie. Charlie's the poor one. Charlie got caught in like the crypto torture apartment or whatever the hell's going on. By the way, they're really letting Charlie off with that. Just being like, okay, we don't have to talk about it.
Well, I think that they know that he's never going to talk about it. And they do bring it up every chance that they can get. Every chance that they can get, they show that shot of Charlie outside the crypto torture apartment. And they circle his face and sometimes give him an arrow. They're like, he was there. He was there. He was there. So, like, they definitely are not shy about that it happened. But you're right. No one is, like, pressing him about it. And I don't know why. I feel like there should be more conversations.
Yeah. Guys at a place that he was at all the time and stayed at, they kidnapped a guy and tortured him for his Bitcoin wallet address or password and stuff. And he's just like, whatever. And they're like, okay, whatever.
Like, I can't talk about it. It's a legal proceeding.
Weird.
Congratulations. You've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She gets a name from us. It's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.